It is now 3:58 PM and the Warrant Finance Committee is called to order. I need a motion on PCR 55-26 and 56-26 to move both of these items to the floor for a public hearing.
Point of order, do we need to do this in each one individually?
No, I've already consulted with Council Solicitor. Thank you for that question.
So I make a motion to move to public hearing.
Second.
Okay, we have motion, we have 2 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Finance Committee is adjourned.
4:07 PM. Will a clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Sinapi?
Here.
Mr. DeLuise?
Here.
Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Gebhardt? Mr. Kirby?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. Muto?
Here.
Mr. Napa?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
8 present.
Right on time. Councilman Lattiser, if you please lead us in the salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
All right, first things first, I'd like to request, unless there's an objection from members of the council, that we move discussion of the school department budget to tomorrow, starting at 4 PM, followed by any departments which we do not have time to discuss today. Is there any objection to that? All right, and then my next suggestion is that we, tonight, cease our deliberations that are roughly 10:30 PM, given that we're going to have tomorrow anyway, and given that there's a lot of unique things going on this year in particular. Normally, we'd get it done in a night, but there's a lot of circumstances that haven't been seen here in a long time, if ever. So I figure it would be best if we do that. But does anyone have any objection to that? Councilman Lattiser?
No, I have no objection, Mr. President, but I just want to confirm that it will be unequivocally stopped at 10:30 and no new item will be moved forward.
I don't see why not. That's why I said like approximately, just because if we're finishing something. All right, and Councilman Gebhardt can't be here tonight because there was a death of a close friend of both their families. It was unexpected, so he will not be available tonight, but it is not with bad reason. So give your thoughts to him, his family, and the family of the one who passed. All right, that being said, purpose of the meeting is our public hearing on PCR 55-25, resolution relative to transfers, supplemental appropriations, and emergency appropriations, as well as PCR 56-25, resolution adopting the budget and estimating the tax rates of the City of Warwick for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2026, and ending June 30th, 2027, inclusive of FY '27 general funds, FY '27 personnel funds, and FY '27 special and capital funds budget. And first up, we'll have an opening from the mayor.
Good afternoon. This is the sixth budget that I presented to this council in my tenure, and it's been a real challenge to create it. This budget calls for a 3.86% tax increase and a drawdown of approximately $3.7 million from the fund balance. The reason for both is the $15.8 million debt service that we have to pay as a result of voter-approved bonds for school refurbishments and the building of two new high schools, totaling $444 million. Contrary to what some have implied, this administration has anticipated and planned for this period of time between issuing the bonds and state reimbursement by building our fund balance to over $30 million to have substantial reserves to get us to the finish line. But now for some good news. For the past couple of years, I've been working to get reimbursement from the state earlier. Working together with Randy Rossi, who is the director of the League of Cities and Towns, and Mario Carino, the chief operations officer of RIDE, they've agreed to begin full reimbursement on the issuance of a certificate of occupancy of the two high schools. That means we don't have to wait for the demolition of the existing buildings, the building of the new sports fields, or even the students to move into the new schools. This is a game changer. It means that we'll get the balloon payment and we'll begin receiving reimbursement on debt service 2 years earlier than expected. Regarding school funding, the Warwick Budget Commission had formulated a deficit reduction plan that called for an increase in school funding of 2.18% this budget. The school department has demonstrated to me that because of the expenses like mandates and transportation, they could just not function with that amount and asked that I increase it to 2.68%. I agreed to propose that in my budget. And I should reveal that part of this year's increase was to be used to pay down their deficit by $1.1 million. This won't be possible for them to do so, so the city will be picking that up. I keep hearing complaints that the schools have been underfunded. But since I've been mayor, I've increased school funding $17,582,280. And with state aid, the school department has received $32,335,849 in increased funding. And bear in mind, they also have a deficit totaling in the millions. But there's now a new administration in place, and they've worked very hard to find savings and rectify the situation. This problem didn't appear overnight, and will take time to fix things. That's why I proposed the requested amount. As for the city side of the budget, this really is a bare bones budget. We looked for ways to cut expenses and explored all avenues and made whatever cuts that we could. To cut this budget any further would be to reduce services, or the quality of those services to the residents. I hear the catchphrases like Warwick doesn't have a revenue problem and has a spending problem. The spending is all related to services provided to our residents. Do more with less, that doesn't work, that's impossible. We're doing all we can with what we have. My brother was a DPW director when he retired in 2017, and he had 21 more workers in the DPW than I have now. The city hasn't gotten any smaller. There's a lot of work to do, and we only have so much manpower and equipment to get it done. In this budget, we continue to fund our capital budget with an emphasis on infrastructure. When I got here 5.5 years ago, this city couldn't reliably pick up trash or yard waste, cut grass. We were borrowing fire trucks and rescues from other towns and didn't have enough police cruisers. Our water infrastructure were in crisis. This was all because of actions that were taken in the 20-teens in this very council chamber. Because of the $39 million we received from the American Rescue Plan Act, we were able to fix a lot of this, but we still have a ways to go. It's crucial that we maintain and improve upon the work that we've already done. If we make the mistakes of the past, we will quickly be back in the colossal mess we were in just a few short years ago. And there would be no way to fix it because I don't think we're ever going to see anything like ARPA funds again in our lifetime. Warwick's taxes remain near the middle of the pack among cities and towns. In the past 2 years in Rhode Island, many towns such as Providence, Woonsocket, Cranston, East Greenwich, Middletown, etc., have had to raise taxes over the 4% cap and didn't have the reserves to avoid it. This is not, nor will it be, the case in Warwick. In fact, if we didn't have all the voter-approved bond, school bond debt, there probably would not have been any tax increase at all this year. The city of Warwick is in very sound financial shape. Thank you.
All right, we'll get started with, first up is Executive. First things first, do we have a motion to open the public hearing on PCR 55-26 and PCR 56-26? Motion made by Councilman Lattiser, seconded by Councilman Muto. All in favor? All opposed? Any abstentions? All right, so we're open. And for those wondering, this item is on page 9 of the proposed general fund packet.
Page one. For folks looking at the agenda, the GF and the number represents the general fund booklet and the page number in that, and the PF stands for the personnel funds and the page number on there, as well as when you get later in the evening, we will have the ECF is the enterprise and capital funds booklets.
All right, so if you don't hear me say the number, just refer to your agenda. If for some reason you don't have it, feel free to ask. Go ahead, Chief, sorry.
Bill Facendi, Chief Staff to Mayor Picozzi. The executive budget is a slight increase, I believe it's 1%, 1.94% over last year. The increases are salaries, which are part of the contractual raises, step increases and longevity increases for the staff. There were a couple of small decreases in the line items. We decreased the office supplies and equipment, as well as service contracts.
Chief, is it fair to say the longevity increases are required contractually?
Yes.
All right. We might want to start off each department by stating whether or not any of the increases, basically what you did, just you can put a roll it all up into one if there are any increases in there that are not required, and then we can proceed from there.
Correct. Okay.
All right. Does anyone have any questions regarding Councilman Lattiser?
Thank you, Mr. President. I was going to speak to the same thing. And when we're talking about contractual raises, that will also include any step increases slash longevity, or, you know, however this is determined. So I'm going to just go right to yours, Chief, because sure. It's the highest one in that department. It's a 4.18% increase. Is how are you coming up with the 4.18?
So it's a 3.25%, the contractual. Then there's a mid-year 0.9% raise. And I'm the only one in the office that does receive longevity.
So you're the only one that does what, please?
Receives longevity.
Okay.
That's also factored into that. And keep in mind, I am doing both the chief staff position as well as the community development director position. That's why it's 50%.
Right.
In both positions.
For a total compensation of 182,636, correct?
That adds up, yes.
Yeah, and so the step increase and the longevity, that goes along with the other half of the salary too, right?
Sorry? There's no step increase for myself. So it's just
whatever those increases
are,
was the contractual increase. And then you said the longevity?
Longevity, correct.
Okay, and that is also in the other hat you wear.
Correct.
Okay.
And yeah, and just so you know, 2% of the salary is coming out for the OPEB contribution as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the service contracts, you hadn't spent anything, or at least the projection was no spend in this year and no spend in 2025. So what is the service contract used for, that $1,000? What would that be used for?
Could be anything that we need to hire someone or enter into a contract for, whether it's, off the top of my head, I can't think of something that wouldn't, in the water cooler, could be, could be anything. It could be part of
some
a copy machine,
stuff.
Could be a printer, yeah. Could be anything. subscription, could be anything.
Okay, that's all I have for now. Thank you.
Does anyone else have anything for this department? Councilman Muto.
Hi, Chief. This is more of a clarification, just to say it one more time. The increase on your salary is contractual and longevity. There's no implied or stated raises built into that besides those two items.
Correct.
All right, thank you. That's, I just wanted that clarification. Thank you.
Anyone else from the council on this? All right, anyone from the public wish to speak on the, in the executive department? Speak on the executive department. All right, seeing none. Next up, we have the legal department.
This is for the solicitor, under everyone except for, I believe, the council solicitor here, that represents the city legally. There's no increase over the previous year. I'm just asking for the that we use this year and project this year.
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. So on the legal services, the approved budget for 2026 was $475,500. As of today, it looks as though there's still an available budget of about $102,125. Where do you project spending that 102 between now and the end of June?
I'm not sure where you're getting your number from. We just signed some vouchers to pay. We pay it monthly. So they're on retainer. It's a set amount every month. So I'm not sure where you're getting your $102,000 remaining.
From the Munis report as of today at 246.
Okay, I haven't reviewed that. But we're anticipating spending the $475,500, or at least what their monthly retainage is. That's what we're required to spend, because they're under retainer.
But you don't have, to your knowledge, you don't have invoice, because there's nothing encumbered in this report as of today, assuming this report is accurate. There's nothing encumbered.
Right.
And your spend year to date is 378, 374. So you're anticipating getting invoices in the next 6 weeks of 102,000.
I don't know what the invoices totaling will be in the next 6 weeks, but we do get them monthly. We have, I think, three or four law firms that send us billing. Some are behind in the billing. They send us a monthly bill. They don't charge us hourly. They charge us a retainage, no matter how long they work on a case or how long they answer a call, much to their chagrin. They get the same amount every month.
So what's the retainer per month?
It's all different for the solicitor, for Asillo is different than it is for Wyatt Bruchu, and it's different than for David Petraca. They're different amounts, as well as for Kerry Raffinelli. Off the top of my head, I can't tell you those numbers.
So when I'm looking at year-to-date expended of 378, let's round it up to 400,000 for just about 10 months. It's safe to say an average of 40,000 a month. So we have another month and a half. So 60,000, I think, would be a reasonable add. Okay. That's 438. Okay.
Plus, that includes if they have to bring in outside legal counsel as well.
It includes what, please?
If they have to bring in outside legal counsel as well, specialized legal counsel, the 475,500. So it's not just the solicitors, it's for all legal services other than the city council solicitor.
Okay. Okay. I got the number I need. Thank you.
Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Line item 12-361, public defender. I see that that is funded similarly to last year. Just to make certain, has any public defender been hired yet?
Not to my knowledge, and there's no amount year-to-date, so it would be zero. So it is required that we have a public defender for certain trials and before municipal court. Yeah.
Makes sense, and I understand the need for it. So there is the intent to fill that position this upcoming fiscal year?
As needed, yes.
Thank you.
Councilman Napa.
Thank you. Chief, the for the prosecutorial solicitors, Wyatt and Kerry, does their monthly retainer cover if they have to bring in expert witnesses for trial?
No, not that I'm aware of.
So the buffer here
right.
would probably cover that?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
Any other members of the council have anything for legal? Do any members of the public have anything? Any questions for legal? All right, seeing none, we move on to the city clerk.
I currently have two vacancies and three employees that are receiving step increases. The only increases are contractual, nothing else.
Can you state your name for those listening at home, please?
Excuse me?
Can you state your name for people listening?
Oh, I'm sorry. Lynn DeBrosca, City Clerk.
Does anyone have any questions for City Clerk? Councilman Lattiser?
So to confirm on the court technician, there is an 11.99% increase in salary. So do you have the percentage for that add up to that 11.99?
It's contractual. So she has been here 4.5 years. She's at top step and she will receive her step increase. I don't have the union book on me, so I can't tell you the exact numbers. If you want that, I'd have to.
Okay, so it's the contractual raise plus
contractual.
Step plus longevity?
Yep, so it's contractual on the court tech. It's contractual on everybody for the two raises, the 3.25 okay. and the 0.09. Okay. And then the step increase is on three positions.
Okay. So the answer is no one in this department has received a raise outside of contractual step or longevity?
Unfortunately, no, we did not.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I do have a couple other questions. So you have a records control clerk, two of them actually, and there's actually a reduction of 2.66%, and then a records specialist with a reduction of 10%. What is the reason behind that?
On the records control clerk?
I can't hear you.
Records control clerk left the office and somebody from the outside was hired, so she's hired in at step one. So there's your decrease. And the same thing with the record specialist. She has taken a different position, and someone was hired from the outside who starts at step one.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Does anyone else have anything for the clerk's office? Do any of the members of the public have any questions regarding the clerks, city clerk? All right, seeing none, we move on to probate court.
Linda Broska, city clerk. There are no increases in this as well. It is strictly contractual.
Councilman Lattiser.
Director, I assume it's the same reasoning for the planning assistant reduction because it's a new person in a lower pay grade?
I do not have a reduction. Where do you see a reduction?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong, item.
No, right, she's not going anywhere.
Disregard.
Do you have any other questions, Councilman Lattiser?
Just bear with me 1 minute.
I'll use the law.
Okay.
Never mind.
No, actually, I'm all set with that. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, for those who don't know who are watching or listening, many of the council members submit their questions offline. So that's why you'll see some of them who might ask very little, if anything, tonight. Some who will ask questions that they feel that they need to hear tonight because they have follow-ups, etc. All right, next up is, thank you. Any questions from members of the public on probate court? Just go ahead up to the mic, make sure you state your name, and then have at it.
My name is Richard Langseth, Budlong Farm. And you just said that council people are submitting questions by email or something, and how are the answers? What happens?
So that's a standard practice for how we conduct all things. Individual council members submit questions to the administration on one matter or another regarding things that are going to be before us or elsewise, and then they get whatever response. I can't attend.
Oh, that's fine. I just wonder, do we have access to these responses?
I defer to the solicitor. My understanding is no.
I'm not aware of what may or may not have been asked, so it's hard for me to opine. That's a question for you to ask.
I have no idea what you just said.
I'm not aware what may or may not have been asked by anyone, so it's hard for me to identify an answer to your question.
Okay, so I'm at a hearing here, and city council people are asking questions, and they're being answered by the administration online, and we don't have as far as I can tell, we don't have access to any of that. I can't read it any other way.
So that's been the modus operandi for well over a decade, if not decades, sir.
Well, I'm not questioning how long it's been. I'm just questioning whether the public is being fully informed as to what's going on.
We've publicly that's how we conduct our making sure they're efficient. Did I get your mic this time? Is it going in and out? Yeah, all right.
So I can FOIA or I can do an APRA request. How do I get these answers to the questions?
Again, I defer to the solicitor, but my understanding is that's not possible.
Well, that's not fair. I don't think that's a good answer. I'll write up a complaint. I mean, I don't want to drag this out. Thank you.
Already. So does any other members of the public have anything for probate? You have something for probate court, councilman?
Actually, it's a follow-up question regarding questions submitted. So the questions that you just alluded to, are those questions that have been submitted to the administration prior to the commencement of this budget hearing? Or are these questions that are being submitted as this budget hearing is taking place?
Yeah, so just to be clear, I was referring to that. And Phil, by the way, if there's another mic, I'm going to need it because I can even hear it going in and out. What I was referring to is the questions all of us, we all submit questions individually to the administration regarding one topic or another. We get whatever responses we get. I can't attest to the contents of them because they're submitted individually. We go through our council liaison accordingly. It's the process we've had and will continue to have. This isn't about conducting business in the dark or anything like that. Far from it. It's making sure the council members are informed on topics before they come here so we can actually ask pertinent questions rather than just flail in the dark.
So I understand about the questions that we may submit from time to time prior to a council meeting or prior to this budget hearing. My question is, if a question is submitted other than by members of this council that are present or even present, will those questions be disseminated on the record?
But we'll conduct ourselves the way we've conducted for years. I'm not sure the I understand your meaning.
In the years that I've been here, I don't ever remember hearing that questions are being submitted or may be submitted regarding this budget hearing other than the questions that we ask right here.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, the only reason I stated what I stated was so that those who are watching or listening and those who might be here aren't concerned while some council people aren't asking anything as if they don't have anything to say or questions. Because okay. Many, if not all of them, have asked prior. That's all.
Okay. All right. I wasn't clear on it. So if I wasn't clear, I'm assuming other folks weren't either.
No, that makes sense.
Thank you for that.
Understood. Is there anything else for probate court? All right, seeing none, we move on to municipal court.
Linda Broska, city clerk, and the only is the judge in this budget code.
Does anyone have any questions on this? Do any of the members of the public have any questions regarding municipal court? Councilman Napa.
Just one quick question. Service contracts increased 10,000. Are we anticipating higher service contract need for, sorry, service contracts increased 10,000 when we haven't hit that benchmark yet? Service contracts in municipal court, are we anticipating higher need?
The service contracts are going up in municipal court due to the amount of violations that are being issued. We pay per violation.
Understood. That's probably because of the new camera systems and all that. Okay. Thank you.
Does anyone else have anything for municipal court? By the way, thank you, Phil, for the mic. All right. We already asked if there are any members of the public, so now we move on to personnel department.
Stephen Rotondo, Personnel Director. There are no changes in the personnel department's budget outside of the across-the-board increases in contractual. And there's it's actually the personnel costs are a little bit less than they would have been given the across-the-board increases because we did have two departures, and so new people were hired at a lower rate.
Does anyone have any questions for the personnel department? Councilman Lattiser.
On your salary line item, you have 15101, which increases to 425,365. Can you explain those increases?
15101. I didn't see that. Or I misheard.
And if you could speak clearly into the mic, because I'm having a hard time understanding what you're saying.
So are you speaking to the difference between the personnel supplement and the budget?
Am I speaking to what? I'm speaking to in the personnel department budget, line item 15101, salaries municipal. Your 2026 budget was $404,346. You have a projected budget for 2026 of $348,267 and a request for $425,365.
I think that projection owes to some vacancy savings over the course of the year, but the $425,365 is current salaries with the two across the board increases. The projection will represent some vacancy savings during the year. Because we had two vacancies, two people left, and we've had another position vacant for most of the year.
Bear with me because I am looking for a total. I believe that there may be a discrepancy in your departmental total because you're showing 438,365. And just, you have to bear with me for a minute till I get to that page.
So I didn't hear the last thing you said, but the 438,365 is a combination of the salaries, overtime, temporary services, dues and subscriptions. That is the total. The 438,365 is not just salaries.
Okay, so I have looked at your numbers. And it appears as though the totals are actually 433,365.
In the personnel supplement, if you look at that, that's the numbers, 433,365. That's the total salaries. And it also the cost of temporary services and overtime. So that's just personnel costs. Mm-hmm. Underneath that, there are deductions for water enterprise fund credits, sewer enterprise fund credit, and pension asset credit. The pension asset credit pays for the pension administrator. So what our cost is for this year on the personnel side is $433,365. In the budget document, the annual budget document, in addition to that amount, the things that show up on the budget document that are not on the personnel supplement are office supplies and equipment, some other miscellaneous costs, so $3,000, $1,000, and $1,000. So that accounts for the discrepancy between what you see in the personnel supplement and what you see in the annual budget.
Okay. All right. That explains it. Thank you.
Anyone else have anything for personnel? Any members of the public have anything for personnel? All right, seeing none, we can move on to legislative department. Oh, look, that's us. Does anyone have any questions regarding our budget? Councilman Muto.
Thank you, Mr. President. When I look at our budget, we look at a overall decrease of 23% year over year. And that has to do with the reduction in professional services. Would you mind sharing what the reasoning was to remove the professional services from our budget?
I didn't reduce it, so I can't share that reasoning. So I'd have to defer to the administration.
All right.
as you'll hear from me on Thursday, I oppose reducing it, so.
I also.
Lynn Proger, Finance Director. I actually cut your budget because I did it to everybody, and I tried to pull a history of where you were using, what you were using in that line, and so I reduced it. That simple.
So what you're saying, you just admitted that you did that across the board?
I spared no department.
Mr. President, I would recommend that we have a discussion of these professional services considering the additional workload and additional information that we have been requesting and needing to legislate. So I would like to open a discussion for bringing that back and putting a financial analyst on our payroll.
Yep, that's one of the many reasons why I oppose it and why on Thursday I plan on proposing an amendment to in accordance with that if it's not proposed elsewise. So I think we're on the same page.
I mean, we're going to talk about finance in a minute, but I do have a contingency line in there for any emergencies. So my assumption was if you needed to hire somebody because you had a process, you needed, I could possibly find something in there. It's usually used for, you know, like a weather emergency or something like that. So.
Yeah, I'm purposely confining my comments to Thursday because it's going to be a proposed amendment rather than what we see before us, because we've heard why it was cut, the rationale at least. So,
okay, thank you. I just wanted to get that out there.
Mr. President?
I heard somebody. That's yes, me. Chief.
Chief Staffacini. To the mayor's point when he did his opening remarks, this is a bare bones budget, and we looked at every department, every line, and cut wherever we could cut. And historically, the council hadn't expended that money. So there was, you know, that was taken as sharing the pain of the rest of the departments as well. So
understood. Like I said, I'm confining my comments to Thursday because that's when they'll be pertinent. Does anyone else have anything for the legislative department? Does any members of the public have anything for the legislative department? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the Board of Canvassers.
Good evening, Krista Tracy, Director of Elections. I apologize for my voice. I think I'm losing my voice.
Hi. Are there any non-contractual / non-required raises in your budget?
No, all contractual, no vacancies, and no new hires.
Councilman Lattice.
Thank you. Director, on the job code 020, it's a 23.74% increase. Can you give me the contractual raises that add up to that?
Chairman Lattice, Bill Facenti. So inadvertently in the budget, the personnel supplement, those two salary line items, 020 and 720, were flipped. The dollar amounts are correct for 2027 respectively. You just have to put them in, you have to move the budget line item 020 to the voter registration technician.
Okay, so let me just make sure I'm clear, Chief. So the voter registration technician should be 020.
No. The salary for the voter registration technician, job okay. code 720, should be the $76,367.
Okay.
And the Board of Canvassers clerk should be the $64,290. The only increases were contractual and longevity, if eligible.
So when was this discovered?
After the budget document was printed.
After the budget document was printed and prior to tonight?
But yes, prior to tonight.
But we weren't notified about that.
Correct. We would notify you now.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
So there are no, the in the budget itself on page 11, the numbers, the two the salary line item is correct, as well as in the personal supplement, the total. It's just those two salary amounts were flipped.
Okay.
There were a lot of versions that went back and forth, and it was just missed.
Sure. But Chief, you know what? It would have been nice to know about these things ahead of time, because we do spend a lot of time looking at these numbers and try to figure out how in the heck did you get to 23.74% increase, which just raises questions that perhaps didn't need to be raised. So it'd be nice if we knew about these things ahead of time.
Okay.
Thank you. That's the only questions I have. I'm assuming that voter registration, the overtime, that is a question. So on the overtime, Director, why is the overtime, and I'm not complaining, I just want to know what your reasoning is, particularly in an election year, that the overtime has been reduced by $3,000?
As Lynn had stated, we're down to bare bones, so we're cutting back as much as we can where we can.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
I'm sorry. We're down to bare bones, as Lynn had said, so we're cutting back as much as we can where we can.
Okay, and you're comfortable with this budget that you have?
I am.
Of a total budget of 343, 347, but in the salary line item of 227, 247.
I'm comfortable, okay. Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, yeah, and when we do get to a particular department, if there are updates that we need to know about, please let us know. That way, it's not a surprise to anybody. Councilman Napo.
Thank you. Just one point of clarification. Chairman, that the 20-some-odd percent increase that you had referenced, I redid the math on the corrected salaries, and it's only comes out to about 4%. I redid the math on those salary increases. It comes out to about 4%, not the 20-some-odd, because of the misprint. So just as a point of information for everyone. And just one question for the director. The primary election expense that you incurred in 2025 was about north of 72,000. We're budgeting for 50,000. Do you think that's $22,000 is a fair increase?
I think it's fair. It's not a presidential year. I've made purchases as far as bins, signage through 24 and through this past fiscal year. I'm comfortable with it. I am.
Okay. Thank you, Director.
You're welcome.
Anything else from members of the council for Board of Canvassers? All right. Anything from members of the public for Board of Canvassers? All right. Seeing none, move on to the Finance Department.
Lynn Prodger, Finance Director. I do have an unusual personnel change. It looks like I have a new employee, the system project analyst. This is not new. It's actually a transfer from the MIS department. The intent is to reflect the work that he's been doing, kind of improving some of our accounting systems and things. Otherwise, the raises in here are purely contractual.
Are there any questions from members of the council?
I have two other increases in my budget. One, that employee attends a conference every year about our Munis software. So I moved the travel from MIS over to finance. I've also increased professional services because that's where we pay for our audit. And I know that I'm currently out to bid for that with the chronic delays of our audit. I'm assuming they're going to ask for more money because we're making them do more work.
I know that My understanding is that there's frequently delays due to one particular department. Is it more than normal? Is that why you're expecting such a large increase for that line item?
Honestly, it's just kind of a guess. I'm waiting for the bids to come in next week. And yeah, I mean, our audit's not done yet. That puts a lot more work on our firm.
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I apologize, Director. There was a couple things that you may have already said, and I didn't hear that clearly. So on the system project analyst, that's a new position.
It's a transfer from the MIS department.
Transfer from the MIS department?
Correct.
And what was the reason for that transfer?
It reflects the work that he does clearer. He looks to move his career further into working with our enterprise software. And it was an employee request that I agreed with. There's no raise, just a transfer.
And what was the salary of the position prior to this transfer?
It exactly the same.
Exactly the same?
Yep.
And the school budget commission, secretary of the school budget commission, that's eliminated. And these other positions are all within contractual requirements?
Yes.
And where does Mr. Schaefer fall in this finance document?
Mr. Schaefer is under temporary services.
He's under what?
Temporary services.
Temporary services?
Correct.
And that is, there's a 30% change in that. So that's increased from 30,000 to 39,000.
So last year, we put in the budget the net amount. I have talked quite a bit about the difference between gross and net on this microphone. And I wanted to show that clearer here, that Peter Schaefer is paid through temporary services at $39,000 next year, and that the bond will reimburse about $25,000 of that expense. Last year, we netted them together.
So last year's salary, what I see is $30,000 in your personnel supplement.
Last year, he himself would have taken home more money than that, but there was a bond reimbursement, so the cost to the city was lesser, was the 30.
So you said he's in temporary services.
Yes.
So is he working as Peter Schaefer invoicing the city of Warwick, or does he work for another entity that invoices the city of Warwick?
He's a part-time employee.
He's a part-time employee.
Correct.
Of the city.
Correct.
So does that mean we are paying benefits on him as well?
He is a part-time employee. He does not qualify for benefits.
So he does not get any benefits?
If you mean health care, no.
It's what, please?
If you mean health care, he is not eligible to have our health care.
He's not eligible for health care?
Correct.
Does he get?
I mean, we pay FICA and Medicare.
Yeah, of course. That's,
but,
you know.
Yeah, that's
so
a benefit.
Temporary services, why isn't that a salary line item then? If he is an employee and he's on salary, why isn't he in a salary line item?
Some of our temp employees are, we have a number of temp employees in the city. Sometimes we use a temp agency. Sometimes they're paid as a employee. Much more commonly, if you want to talk about the 75-day rule, but.
Okay, if.
That's, but he's not paid through a temp agency.
Yeah.
He's a temporary part-time employee.
Yeah, I just don't understand why it's not clearer with you know, a job code. There is no job code to this thing. He's an employee. We're paying FICA. We're paying FUTA. We're paying TDI and whatever else we're paying. Mm. So he is, by all definitions, an employee. But yet, there's no job code here. And he's just listed as temporary services. So it's kind of like, let everybody guess, you know, what he does and who he does it for. So how is this $39,000 salary determined? Is this just a flat fee? How many hours does he put in a week? Does he show up at the office when on a regular schedule or when he's on call? How does all this work? How do you get to the $39,000?
He works on an hourly rate.
Which is?
$75 an hour.
Okay.
And he works when we need help with work. He was here this morning. He'll probably be here tomorrow morning. But it depends on what we're talking about, what we're working on. Right now, he's working on the school bond.
Okay. So he's getting paid $75 an hour. Mm-hmm. So does he submit to the department a time card for his hours? How do you know what his hours are?
He tells us.
He tells you?
Yep.
So there's no accounting for, you know, when he's in work or when he's not in work. He just tells you what the hours are.
He meets with me most mornings. Hmm. And the mayor's office.
It's what, please?
He meets with me and then he comes over to the mayor's office.
Mm-hmm. Any of these other items here, because it strikes me as interesting about this temporary service thing for an employee. Salary, to me, a salary is a salary. You get paid, you know, whatever the number is, $500 a week, it's a salary, not an hourly rate. Is anyone else, any other individual or budget code in here that is by the hour?
In finance, yeah. Only Peter.
I'm sorry?
In finance, only Peter's an hourly.
Only Peter. Hourly. Okay. So he's the only city employee that is listed in temporary services, getting $75 an hour whenever he tells you he needs to get paid.
He's doing work.
And why is that a 30% increase again? Tell me why that went from $30,000 last year to $39,000 this year. Is he
because
putting in
last
more hours?
Nope, more hours. Last year he was budgeted net, and I'm trying to be transparent about what he makes and how he's reimbursed through the bond. Last year we netted those together.
So his salary was $30,000 net. Is that what you're saying? Last year was $30,000 net.
Approximately,
of,
yeah.
Net of FICA and FUTA and TDI.
Bond reimbursement.
I'm sorry?
He's part of the closing costs on the school bond.
So did we have to come up with the money for the FICA and the FUTA and the TDI on top of that $30,000? You said it was net, $30,000 net. Net means, you know, what's remaining from a gross after deductions, right?
Chairman, as a point of order, I think what the director's saying is that that was a net expense to the city, not a net salary. Right? Is that what you're?
Yeah. So if you pull Peter's wages, they will be different than what was expensed to the general fund.
So last year Peter was a subcontractor, not an employee.
He was an employee.
So how do you have an employee and you're only showing net wages? If you have an employee, wages are gross.
Well, that's why I'm changing it this year.
It's what, please?
I agree. That's why I've changed the way that we budget it this year.
I understand, but that's the fact still remains that that isn't what was done last year. So last year we were presented with a salary for Mr. Schaefer of $30,000, and now we're finding out that's net of $30,000. That's not how you run a budget. Net. You run a budget on, here's the salary. This is gross. Out of that comes all the other stuff. Kudos to you for straightening out now. But these are things that, just like a few minutes ago, we just find out that there was a change. These are things that this city council should be made aware of early on, as opposed to one of us, some of us, or all of us having to waste all this time digging into these things to find that out. That's just particularly concerning. So, all right, I know what I got to do with that. Okay, thank you.